The term hasad literally means envy. Some have said its origin comes from the word hasdal, meaning a mite. And the way it digs through the skin and drinks blood of humans, envy does the same to one's soul. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Envy consumes good deeds like fire consumes dry wood." Envy is usually divided into two main types, negative envy and permissible envy. Permissible envy means when you see someone blessed with something and you're happy for them, but you too wish the same for yourself. However, permissible envy is sometimes called by different names. One of them is called ribta. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "A mu'min, believer, feels ribta, but a munafiq, hypocrite, feels hasad." On the other hand, the negative type of envy means to be unhappy when a blessing is given to someone, and to be happy and wish that blessing is taken away from them. If a blessing is given to a corrupt person and they use that blessing to cause corruption or harm people, then it is also permissible to wish for that blessing to be taken away from them. The most common causes of the negative type of envy are: number 1, enmity. Enmity comes from the same Latin root as enemy and means the state of being an enemy. If you have always hated someone and you have a history of enmity with that person, it will be one of the main causes of envy. 2. Sense of self-importance. This means you envy someone because they are proud and happy about the blessing they have, and you cannot tolerate it anymore because you think you are more important than them. So you envy and wish that blessing is taken away from them. 3. Pride. This is when you may be wealthy and you show it outwardly and you receive certain respect, but you are shocked to see the respect a poorer person receives. So because of this pride, it leads you to envy the poorer person. 4. Fear of losing authority and a goal. You may have a good job and you may have a good position, and your goal is only to get better. But someone comes along with better qualities and better results, and you fear of losing this authority. So you wish that these blessings are removed from such a person, so you may reach your goal, resulting to negative envy. 5. Love of power. You worked so hard to gain this much strength or power. You will do anything it takes to stay the best, and that will include wishing on the opposition that their power is removed. 6. Innate nature. Envy may not come from any of those factors mentioned. It may come from inside your soul because of your cruel, mean, and vicious nature. You just don't like seeing others enjoying any kind of good whatsoever, so you resort to envy. Negative envy is a disease of the heart and can only be cured through knowledge and righteous deeds. The knowledge that weakens the disease of envy is recognizing that negative envy is harmful to you, both in your faith and the worldly life. It harms your faith because it makes you hate the blessings Allah has given to someone. It makes you reject and find fault with Allah's justice by you thinking that it's not fair. It also hurts your worldly life because you are hurting yourself from it. You are always anxious and grieved. You start to suffer inside and tormented by every blessing they receive. In your heart, you remain sad and grieved. The more you wish the person bad, the more irritated you get. It caused you to have resentment, distress, and depression, and wasted your life from being happy. The person you envy is actually benefiting from it. When you envy someone, it will lead to backbiting, exposing secrets, slander, and many more other sins. And then your good deeds are transferred to that person. Here are some tips to help you overcome envy. 1. Shift your focus to the good things in life. One of the biggest reasons we envy the life of another is because we begin to take our blessings for granted. Count them again. You are talented, you are gifted, you are cared for. Your life is too valuable to be lived like everyone else. You have countless reasons to be grateful for the life you have been given. 2. Stop comparing your life with others. There will always appear to be people who have it better than you. Right now, there are many poor people that don't have electricity, let alone they don't have enough food to support themselves for the day. Praise Allah and be happy for what you have. Be reminded, nobody has it all. Each person you meet experiences problems, trials, and weaknesses just like you. When we compare our lives to others, we don't take into consideration the whole picture. Many times you hear of a famous celebrity that is rich and may even look successful, but they are haunted by depression, greed, anxiety, hopelessness, and resort to illegal substances. Write down your blessings and remind yourself of them, and change your negatives to positives. 3. Avoid people who always value the wrong things. If you spend all your time with people who compare the latest fashions, you are always going to start desiring the latest fashions. If you spend all your time with people who talk about their salaries, their new cars, or their extravagant vacations, you are always going to naturally fall into the trap of comparing your possessions to theirs. There are far more important things to pursue. 4. Spend time with grateful people. Gratitude is highly contagious. Find grateful people who experience contentment in their lives and spend quality time with them. The more you invest your time with them, the more qualities of gratefulness you will acquire. 5. Be happy for others. When somebody receives something that you desire, be happy for them. If you wanted it, they probably did too. Stop viewing life as a competition. The moment you learn to experience happiness in others' joy is the day you take a huge step of overcoming envy once and for all. 6. Be generous. Even if you have to force yourself into it at first, make generosity an essential habit in your life. Give your time, give your finances, give your abilities, talents, and skills. Volunteer in your community. As you begin to spend more time and more energy with those who have less than you, the more you will find fulfillment and meaning. And when you do, the envy of another person's life will quickly fade away.